Welcome to Unabridged, the weekly podcast where teachers take on books. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah, and I'm here today with Jen and Ashley.
This is Ashley. We'll chat about our Unabridged Book Club's pick of the month, recommend related books, and share our nerdy English teacher love of reading with our Unabridged highlights and with short episodes featuring targeted topics.
To follow along with our schedule, visit our website, unabridgedpod.com, where the books we read are linked for purchase. You want opinions about books? We've got them.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. We are today going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, bookish gifts, because I love to give gifts, and we thought this would be perfect for the holiday season. So we wanted to give you some ideas for bookish gifts. You can get those in your life. So before we start just giving some ideas about bookish gifts, what are some of the things you ladies like to receive as bookish gifts? If you like to receive bookish gifts, maybe some of us don't, I don't know.
I very much do. I get a lot of book gift cards to different places where I can buy books, and that is always a good gift, if maybe not the most personal thing in the world. And just books themselves, like I always share my Amazon wish list with my relatives so they know which ones I want and which ones I don't already have. A few years ago, my husband got me a book subscription box, and we'll talk about that later, and it was so much fun. Like, I am such a sucker for those because I just love that unknown and the feeling that I'm getting something unexpected that's going to be a surprise. And it was really exciting. So those are kind of mine.
So I love all things Harry Potter. So anything in that department is really safe for me. And I really am enjoying the, Sarah, you've got some really cute bookish shirts, and I think those kinds of things are really fun. And bookish mugs, the more that I'm on Instagram, the more that I feel like I, like, need them for propping and for making my pictures look better. So I really like that kind of thing for sure. And we're going to talk about Etsy shops. I like a lot of Etsy shops. What about you, Sarah? What do you like?
Well, I like all the bookish things. Everybody gets me in my life. Everyone gets me book things, especially since they know that I love Instagram and I'm always taking pictures. And actually, I've developed quite a horrible mug habit. And my husband was like, I don't think we need any more mugs. But my mom and my sister, who are lovely, they are always gifting me mugs. And I'm like, I'm not buying them. So I love bookish mugs with clever sayings. I have the book t-shirts, and I have all these lovely people in my life who gift me with these things. So I don't always buy them for myself. And then I, of course, love gift cards. And although I feel like it is personal because people know that I love books, and often they don't know which ones I have or don't have. And then the book subscriptions, which I haven't had a lot of those, but I am always interested in having those. So I don't know if one of you could tell my husband to listen to this episode, but I'm very intrigued by getting new books, and then the ones that have, like, bookish themed items. That really is very attractive to me.
Yeah, they're really fun. I love the ones that have, like, the sticky notes in the book that tell you something from the author about the book. I find that ridiculously satisfying and fun. And yeah.
Yes. Well, and speaking of gifts to ourselves, I know no one except me probably will talk about that, but I also gifted myself with something this month. And now I'm hoping my husband doesn't listen to this. But I bought a Once Upon a Book Club, which we will talk about later in the episode. They have a Christmas box, and we all know about
Sarah's
how much
all about
I'm
the
all
Christmas,
about the Christmas.
The Christmas stuff.
So I bought the Christmas box, which is a limited edition.
Cool.
So.
That sounds great. That's cool.
Okay, well, that was enlightening. And now that we've talked about what we like to receive, let's talk about some ideas for our listeners about bookish items that might be of interest for them to get the bookish people in their lives.
So one place that we would recommend are Blue Q socks. And these, there are a lot of reading socks, book socks, but then there are others as well. So it can satisfy all the interests in your life. Some of them are a little spicy, so if you are easily triggered, You may not want to take a look. There are ample curse words across the socks, but they're really cute. And they have funny little sayings and great graphics. And yeah, they're really cute. So that's Blue Q Socks. And we'll have links to all these places in the show notes, so you can take a look there.
I wanted to share about Mountain Thread Company. They are actually going to contribute to one of our giveaways. We are planning to give away a bookish tote bag and have a book inside. So Mountain Thread Company is a shop that my sister-in-law has established in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, and it is, she started out on Etsy, and now she has a website and a store, and she primarily makes and sells rope baskets that are sewn together, and so it's coiled rope, and then that creates the different kinds of baskets, and those are great gifts. There's a lot of different sizes and price ranges, and so they're just really nice. Like, she has coaster sets and things like that that are also nice for gifts. And we use them a lot of times. Like, we'll purchase a basket to put some things in for somebody for a gift basket for the holidays. So they're great for that. And then also they work nicely for carrying around books. So we think they suit our purpose of being nice for. I use them for the kids' books at home a lot. I have a lot of those small books that are popular for young children. I keep those organized in baskets, so that's a fun way to do some kids' toys and kids' books.
That sounds great. I always need sturdy bags because my bags fall apart. So I wanted to talk about Riddle's Tea Shop, and this is a company I came across. I think I saw it on Instagram. And I looked it up, and they were on Etsy for so long, and I think just recently in September they started their own website. And this is a tea shop that has book themed teas, and they have some awesome Harry Potter teas.
Woohoo!
And they are delicious. I actually have I have several different flavors at my house, and I love them. They're so good. The only little tricky part is they sell out so quickly. I think that they post on Wednesdays, and then they sell, but they do sell out really quickly. So if you want it and want to look at it, you should definitely go head over there on Wednesdays around noon, I believe, Eastern time, and check them out. But they have ones that are all themed Harry Potter. They have the Golden Snitch, and they have Dementor's tea, which I don't know if you want to drink that, but but they're really good, and they're unique, and they would make a great gift. So I really like that. And they also have some really cute little postcards and pens, all different kinds of things. So check those out.
And I wanted to boost a couple of shops run by fellow podcasters or website, bookish website people. So Modern Mrs. Darcy's shop is great. She has a lot of books and journals. Their book darts are great. Sarah actually got those for me when she was my secret pal once, and they are really good. And I have tried book darts from other places, and they are just not quite the same. They fall off, and yeah, the Modern Mrs. Darcy book darts are really nice. She also has classes on there and some book club memberships. So if you're buying for someone who likes less tangible, like doesn't need an item, I think those could be great gifts. And then the Book Riot store, I mean, I like all things Book Riot, really. They have all kinds of apparel, sweatshirts and t-shirts. They have socks as well. They have started advertising for the holidays their Harry Potter socks. Mm. And they have a lot of great collections based on different classics and kids' books. So you can shop that way, or you can just search for the type of item that you want. So both of those would be great websites to check out.
That sounds great.
We all know, like, Ashley likes socks.
Yes.
Oh, damn. I do. And Harry Potter. This is all sounding great to me.
Another shop that I buy from frequently is Carrot Top Paper Shop. And it's Jenny Williams is the owner and operator. And her stuff is so adorable.
It's beautiful. Oh.
I have two mugs. I have all kinds of postcards. I've got 4 or 5 prints. So I've purchased extensively for gifts for myself. give and take from me to me. But I've bought a lot of stuff. It's great quality. And she focuses on literary heroines. So she has Scout Finch. She has Emily from Emily of Blue Moon. She has, of course, New Moon. Thank you. Yes. Clearly, I haven't read that book, but she does have her in the shop. She has Anne from Anne of Green Gables. Just a ton of literary heroines that she rotates in and out of her shop. And then she has some beautiful just quotes from, she has them from Harry Potter, from Anne of Green Gables, from all kinds of books that you have seen before, from Louisa May Alcott, just all kinds of stuff. And it's reasonably priced. She runs sales at Christmas time and for the holidays. So I think it's a unique gift, and you can get something. You could get a mug and then some Riddles tea, and that would be a perfect gift. So I think there's a lot there, and there's things that are more expensive and less expensive. So there's a broad range of gift items. So I love that shop. That is like my number one shop on Etsy. I just love. And one other one that I've done that I've used quite a bit too is Kulana stickers, and they're great to work with. They're very fast, and these are like vinyl stickers you can put on a laptop. I'm a member of an online book club, and I moderate with some other ladies. And for Christmas last year, I bought vinyl stickers and sent them out. So it's a great little gift for someone that you might not, you know, buy a huge gift for, but that you want to just give them a little something to let them know that you're thinking of them. And so they have bookish ones. They have ones about adventure and the outdoors. And they have some with Bible verses. They just have a whole range, and they're beautiful, and they do them right there, and they cut them there. So I like to support. I really think it's important to support small businesses. Mm-hmm. And I just like that Etsy gives me that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And this is another shop that I've had great success with, is Kulana Stickers.
So I mentioned earlier that Sarah is often sporting really awesome bookish shirts and things. And I love those. And so one that I really think is cute is the Bibliophile Pullover from New Vintage Embroidery. And this one is super cute. We have it linked in our show notes. And it just is really nice. I think that Sarah thinks it's cozy. Is that right, Sarah?
It's cozy.
But it's also just a fun thing to wear, and shows, you know, your love of books, which I think if you're looking for people who are bookish people in your life, that's a really nice thing to get for people. Yeah, I don't know if you want to comment on sizing, if it's kind of true to size, or that's the one problem I have is like sometimes people get me those really cute, like sort of artsy t-shirts, but the size that I wear for like everything else is not usually the best choice for that, unless I'm trying to be a little on the skimpy side. And so sometimes I'm like, oh, well, this is really cute, but I can only wear it at home. So
I would say that it runs pretty true to size. If you like it, because it's kind of cut, because it's like a woman, I feel like it's cut for like a woman's body. So if you like things a little baggier, you might want to size up. Mm-hmm. So I don't like things to get too short. And I also like to dry my clothes, so I always size up because I don't want to have to hang them. But it's really comfortable.
So we wanted to mention a few books that we thought would be really good gift books. All of these, I will say, are pretty, I think. Maybe there's one that the prettiness is not the primary thing. But so one is My Ideal Bookshelf by Jane Mount. I bought this a few years ago, and it is just beautiful. So it's a collection of her art, and she draws or she paints all these ideal bookshelves for different people. And then they are accompanied by essays by the people themselves explaining why they chose what they chose. And I found it to be really fascinating. So some people, they were like their all-time favorite books. Some people just talked about their most recent books. Some people were thinking about like a particular topic that was important to them, and so they focused on that. And so it was really interesting reading their reasons. And again, it's just beautiful. And she has a new one, Bibliophile, that I do not have yet, but I've been salivating all over Instagram because it's so pretty. And she also, I will say, commissions. People can commission their own ideal bookshelves, and then she will paint them. So I think that would be a great gift idea as well. But it couldn't be much of a surprise, because you would somehow have to get their list of books that they would want to have on their bookshelf. So,
but I wanted to say too, like, that would be really fun to do in the classroom, is to have students do their ideal bookshelf.
Yeah.
Like,
it could be a model text. Oh, you did. You did. It was really cool. And the kids enjoyed, I wasn't sure, because, you know.
Yeah.
But they really liked it. And the ones who were less artistic weren't as intimidated, because it's basically drawing a rectangle and writing words on it. Mm-hmm. And kids who were more artistic, you know, used color and things a lot more. So it was fun. It was
I really
fun
want to do that.
It was really cool. Yeah.
That sounds cool. I really love the I'd Rather Be Reading book by Anne Bogle, and just think it's really beautiful and a great book. I actually was thinking, I've been trying to think about what I might want to give away on Instagram, and I think that would be a really fun one this time of year to do for a giveaway, because I just think it's beautiful, and if people do not, if they already have a copy for themselves or just want to share it with someone, I think it's great for that. And, you know, we've talked in our previous episode about how much we love what's inside. So the content is great as well, but it's just attractive and fun to read and a nice thing to be able to read over the holidays.
Yeah, well, that's a great one. I wanted to talk about one that actually just came out in November. It's The Wondering Years by Knox McCoy. Knox is a co-host of the podcast, which we've talked on here before about, and he wrote this book. And what I love about it is a lot of times our recommendations are going to skew toward females, I think, because we are females. And Knox's book, I feel like, would be a great gift for males or females. And this book is a funny take. It's kind of like infusing pop culture and his faith, like with he's a Christian and he uses pop culture in a way in the book to explain how he has grown in his faith. And it's really, really funny. And if you ever listen to the podcast with Knox and Jamie, they're hilarious. And he brings that dry sarcasm and wit to the book, and it makes it just a really entertaining read. And it's also a read that you don't have to, kind of like Anne Bogle's book, you don't have to read it from front to back in order. You can just pick and choose chapters, because he gives little anecdotes. It's just really funny, and it's a really good time. And I'm actually going to gift that to a couple of people on my list this year, because I just found it really entertaining and just a light, funny, just good time to read. So that is The Wondering Years by Knox McCoy.
So I'd also like to recommend Dear Fahrenheit 451 by Annie Spence. This book is so funny. So Annie Spence is a librarian, and she writes letters to different books in the library. And some of them are classics, like Fahrenheit 451. And then some of them are just like these random books. Like, at one point, she's going through the stacks and trying to cull older books. And so she has these random books from the 80s, like, I can't even remember, like random exercise books, or there are some books about sex. And so she writes letters to the books, just talking about what she liked to say, what the experience in the library was like, why she was drawn to them. So, yeah, and it's another one that it's a series of essays. So I read it front to back because I found it so engaging, but it would be a really easy one to dip in and out of. So, and the essays tend to be very short, or the letters tend to be very short. I also just want to put a plug in for illustrated versions of books that you already know people love. My boys love the Percy Jackson books, and so they have the novels, and they've gotten hooked on the graphic novels, but then they put out these illustrated versions that are just stunning. And so I think that's a nice way, like for my kids, for me to reinforce books that they already love, and just to reinforce that love of reading, but kind of from a different angle.
Yeah, I think just to echo that I, my family has gotten that each year that they've come out, the Harry Potter illustrated books for me that Jim Kay has done, and they are stunning and just great gift books. I think my dad and sister they seemed a little disappointed that this one, the fourth one, hasn't come out yet. It'll actually be next fall that it's coming out, because of course Harry Potter fans know that the fourth book is significantly longer, and Jim Kay was doing all of the illustrations, and this time it's a team, and it'll still be coming out a bit later because it's so much, but the books are unabridged, and then the pictures are just stunning, and really enrich the experience, and just like you said, Jen, they just are a different way to experience something that is already fun to reread, so.
That fourth book is going to be really heavy. I just envision like the novels,
because it takes hard.
I wonder if they'll do it in two pieces or if it will be just one.
I don't know. I mean, it'll just be
And the content,
yeah,
too,
the content will be heavy. Yeah. It's going to get heavier. The content gets heavier and the books get heavier, like literally. Right. So it'll be interesting to see how they deal with that. But yeah, my kids also have the illustrated Harry Potters, and we just love to look at at the illustrations, even not even if we can't read through the book, we like just to look at the illustrations.
Yeah.
Well, we talked a little bit earlier about book subscription services, and there are so many out there. We're going to list some in our show notes, just some different ones, but we wanted to focus on just a couple right now. Both Jen and I are members of Book of the Month, which is a club. And I've actually given Book of the Month as gifts to my mom, my sister, and my aunt, who are all readers. And they have loved it. I mean, I think that is a great gift. So, and I enjoy getting the Book of the Month and picking. And Jen, maybe you want to talk a little bit about what exactly happens.
Yeah, so I do love book subscription services for the surprise. But I will say sometimes you get boxes that maybe aren't the books that you want to read. And so one thing that's nice about Book of the Month is that they have the selections that are sort of nominated, and then you choose the book that you want to get for that month.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe not quite as exciting, but yeah, I do know that that day when the books are released, it's very exciting to log on and see what the choices are and to weigh my options. And so, yeah, it's, and I think the book choices are great, and I think they're really current, and they tend to be books that I'm seeing conversations about. So I like that I feel like I'm reading books that other people are talking about, which is nice just to be part of that online conversation.
I think it's exciting too, because often you get access to books that have not released yet. And that's that's exciting as well. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's a great gift for people who like books, but don't necessarily want bookish items laying around that are minimalist.
Mm-hmm. Sarah's looking at me because I don't always love that. Yeah, and I will say another book subscription is Owl Crate, which is young adult. And my husband did that for me for a month. And it's really fun. And I think it's great for people who have teenagers in their life or who can share the items that come in it with a classroom, because I think that's the kind of thing that's great. So I felt like it was really fun to do it. But I, in my minimalist tendencies, would have trouble getting it every month just because of the things that make it fun are also the things that kind of pile up.
Right.
So I think balancing that can be challenging, but I think that for people who have teens or like you said before, Jen, about like just helping kids enjoy the love of reading, I think that book subscriptions can be really great for that, and also for teachers. I think it's a nice way to share some things with your class.
And Owl Crate actually has Owl Crate Junior, which is for younger kids. So if you have younger kids in your life that, you know, like picture books and things like that. And then I think that for a kid, that's especially attractive to have all the little things that come with it. But yeah, I think that, yeah, I never even thought about taking it into your classroom. Yeah. That would be really fun. One last one I wanted to talk about really quickly before we do the grand finale is Capsule Books. And actually, I, independent of the podcast, was a rep for this company for their Autumn Box. And what Capsule Books does is Capsule curates a box of books based on a seasonality. So like the autumn books have this autumn feel to them. And she does a really great job of curating the books and also giving reasons behind the themes. So my theme was cream brulee, and you get a choice of themes, and there's several different ones, and they come from different areas of the world. So the books are centered around different areas of the world. Mine was cream brulee, and it was France, and but there was one from Japan, and I think that one was matcha parfait. And it was just really, it's just really cool, like, to get to pick the theme and then have these books sent. And it doesn't come with a bunch of extras. It's just three books. And I really enjoyed the experience of getting it. And I really like the seasonal reading. I know Jen and Ashley are tired of hearing me talk about reading holiday books because I've wanted some holiday cheer these last few months. And so I'm excited to get to read those. And that's what I like about Capsule Books is it kind of takes that season and curates to it. So
yeah, I will really say cool. this autumn I've read a lot more sort of seasonal books, and it has been fun. I think it was something I didn't know that I would enjoy, but I think that sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So that's capsule books. So last but not least, we have a treat. We Once Upon a Book Club is a book subscription service that selects a book and then creates little gifts that are directly related to the book, and you open the gifts as you read where they tell you to open the gifts. And they have been kind enough to send us a sample box, which we are going to take a look at right here on air. We have decided not to look at it ahead of time, and they gave us a discount code for all of our listeners that they can use for the gifts for people in their lives, and that code is Unabridged, and we'll have all of that in our show notes, and we'll probably post on Instagram, and you will do some promotions for it, but we're gonna just open the sample.
And I have to say, the box is even really cute. It looks like a book,
it's pink. Yes, it's gorgeous. Okay. So Jen is opening the book, and we are going to take a look at what we have.
So there's a little piece of paper on the top, and it says, to fully experience this box, remember to only open your gifts once you reach the attached page numbers. And there's a little pamphlet about it.
And what's really cool is the little gifts that are in the box. It says page 271. So Jen is opening or figuring out what our book is.
Okay.
What a gorgeous cover.
Okay, the book is The Impossible Girl by Lydia King. And I have seen that cover a lot on Instagram.
It's beautiful. I just read this book. It was really great.
Oh, awesome. Okay,
so that is a great choice. And then are we going to open the other things that came with it?
So we have just looked at the book, and we've just peered at the boxes, but we don't want to open them because we have this really exciting thing to tell you, which is we are going to give away our box on Instagram, so you can head over there to check it out. I will say that we're going to give away the whole box with the gifts and the book, but this is the October box, and the discussion that Once Upon a Book Club does for the box is in November, so it won't be you won't get to take part in that, but you'll get all the full other experience. But then know that when you get at the box that you win from us, that there is also a live discussion normally that comes with that. But just because of timing, that you won't get that experience with the box, but you'll get everything else. So we're going to give it away on Instagram. So be watching that. That's one of our little giveaways that we are going to have. And we're going to have another giveaway, like Ashley was saying.
Yeah. So Mountain Thread Company has also given us a basket, and we will be giving that away. It's a bookish basket. And so we will be letting the winner choose a book of your choice that we can send to you with the basket based on what we have read so far this year. So we'll give a list of those books you can choose from what we've read here on Unabridged, and then we will put that together with the basket and send it your way. And I wanted to mention that Mountain Thread Company also has a coupon code for listeners, and it is Unabridged as well. So both Once Upon a Book Club and Mountain Thread Company will have this in our show notes too, but both of those, the coupon code is Unabridged, and it'll be good through the holiday season.
We would like to thank Once Upon a Book Club and Mountain Thread Company because they have supported us and given us samples and discount codes for you, and we are so appreciative of that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, happy holidays. Yes, and happy holidays. Good luck with gift giving to your bookish friends and family.
Do you have comments or opinions about what you heard today? We would love to hear them.
You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher, on Instagram and Twitter at UnabridgedPod, or on the web at unabridgedpod.com, or on our Patreon page.
We'd like to thank Jared Featherstone, who composed our theme music, Strings of Light. Many thanks to Katie Amy of Amy Photography, our podcast photographer, and Tim Rieger, our videographer. Thanks for listening to Unabridged.